We have made it through the 4.5 months that make up the legislative session. What are some of the highlights for you, Senator?
Yes, it's hard to believe that we have finally made it to the last day of session, but this has been the most productive session that I've been a part of. A few of the things that we were able to accomplish this week is one, prevailing wage reform. This would mean government construction projects would not cost more than private business construction projects. This is definitely better for the taxpayers who are the ones that fund these projects. We were able to pass the arts and entertainers tax, an extension of that, so that money would go to the five cultural partners. The arts and entertainers tax taxes athletes and entertainers that come into the state, such as Tom Brady. When the New England Patriots come to play the Kansas City Chiefs, then Tom Brady is taxed as far as for Missouri state income, the amount of time that he is here to play. That bill also included historic tax credit reform and then an amateur sports tax credit, which is how we were able to lure the SEC basketball tournament to St. Louis, as well as the NCAA National Wrestling Championship, also to the Scott Trade Center in St. Louis. We also passed Business Premises Safety Act, which basically says if someone is committing a crime on your business property and they get hurt, then they can't turn around and sue the business owner because they got hurt. I'm really proud that we were able to pass a tax cut for working Missourians. The tax cut would go from 5.9% of your income to 5.5%. It is revenue neutral since it phases out the federal income tax deduction, but then there's also some revenue triggers that could bring that income tax percentage down to 5.1%. We also passed a corporate tax decrease that would decrease corporate taxes to help lure businesses and corporations here into the state of Missouri. That tax rate would go from 6.25% down to 4%. One of my resolutions that I was able to put through is dealing with United States term limits for our counterparts in Washington, D.C. Currently, we have term limits for state senators as well as state representatives here in Jefferson City, but our counterparts in Washington, D.C. do not have term limits. My resolution would call for an Article 5 convention so we could talk about term limits for our federal counterparts in Washington, D.C. We were also successful in moving the right to work vote to the August ballot. We want to get this right to work issue settled as soon as possible, so I was glad to vote to move that right to work vote into the August primary. Some of the other things were Senate Bill 1006. Dealing with merit pay. Currently, Missouri has about 57,000 workers, and we want to make sure that our hardest working and most talented employees are promoted and continue working in the system, and Senate Bill 1007 would do that. We were also able to give a 1% raise for state workers making under $70,000. We have great state workers here in the state of Missouri, and we want to make sure that they're adequately compensated. Another item, too, that we passed just this week is the savings plan for first-time homebuyers. This would allow a tax deduction for first-time homebuyers that want to live the American dream and buy their own first house. So I was glad to have a part in that as well and offer an amendment to help clarify some language. Those are just a few of the things. One of the other things we do, not legislative related, but I was able to form the Senate Higher Education Caucus so we could talk about higher education issues. We had guest speakers come in from community colleges as well as four-year institutions to tell us some of the great things that they're doing on their campuses and some of the efficiencies that they've been able to realize with some of the cuts and funding challenges to higher education. However, in the budget that we passed a week ago, we were able to fully fund the foundation formula for elementary and secondary education, which means over $98 million more for our schools around the state. We also included stable funding for higher education, reinstituted the $68 million cut and withhold that the governor had recommended. We weren't able to get everything passed this week, but the majority of things we were able to get through. A couple of those things that we were not able to get through this week, one was video lottery terminals. I think that this is something that many businesses in my 8 counties would love to have 3 to 4 video lottery terminals in order to help promote business and bring those constituents into their business. Another is sportsbook. With the recent Supreme Court ruling that says that any state can offer sportsbook, not just the state of Nevada, it was unfortunate that we were not able to get something done this past week, even though we only had really a week to work on that. So I look forward to next January picking up where we left off and working on video lottery terminals as well as legalizing sportsbook in the state of Missouri.